This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. He is my co-host for Cinema Chat, and welcome back to WEMU, Russ Collins.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and we're happy to talk about local folks, Justin Paul and Benj Pasek. They both went to the University of Michigan in their musical theater program, and they've won an Oscar, a Tony, a Grammy so far, and they are currently working on the live-action movie version of Aladdin.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Now, they also did La La Land, which...
That's what they won the Academy Award for, right? A song in that?
Yep, for the song in that. And The Greatest Showman, which was also nominated for Best Song. Guy Ritchie is directing this live-action version of Aladdin, and it stars Mena Massou, Will Smith as the genie, and Naomi Scott as Jasmine. The songs that they've written with Alan Menken are sweet kind of songs and duets, and they're very proud of him. And you can look to see Aladdin be released on May 24th, 2019.
It'll be very interesting. I mean, in the animated version, Robin Williams was the genie. That was absolutely brilliant. So it'll be interesting to see if they can come up with a performance anywhere in the movie that was like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pasek and Paul did The Greatest Showman last year, and we're going to do a sing-along version of it coming on Friday, September 17th. So mark your calendar.
Our colleague, do you know it well enough to sing along?
Well, there's a lot of people that do. Our colleague theater in Tampa, Florida, does sing-alongs like the Michigan Theater does quite frequently. And to the surprise of their manager, it completely sold out. They've never completely sold out a sing-along.
Now, this seems exactly like the kind of thing that Hugh Jackman likes to do. So maybe issue an invitation.
Yeah, we'll get Pasek and Paul and Hugh Jackman there. And why not ask Zac Efron, too?
There you go.
He was a big part of that. Opening at the Multiplex tomorrow, actually, is Mile 22, which is a Mark Wahlberg film. It's a visceral modern thriller from... the director of Lone Survivor. Mark Wahlberg plays James Silva, who's a CIA operative, and he's a highly prized asset, but he's kind of a secret behind-the-scenes secret agent, a real secret
Black
secret
Ops.
Agent. That's right. Also stars Laura Cohen and Ronda Rousey.
MMA fighter?
Yeah, exactly. The MMA fighter. And Laura Cohen's from The Walking Dead. So go check that out. Mile 22 opens tomorrow. And opening yesterday at the State Theater and lots of other places as well is Crazy Rich Asians.
This movie is getting talked about everywhere.
It is. And it's gotten very strong reviews. Very, very strong reviews. So it's based on a book that was very, very popular, and it's about a New Yorker, Rachel Chu, who accompanies, and she's a graduate student and you know, quite accomplished in that way, she accompanies her longtime boyfriend Nick to a wedding in Singapore, and come to find out, Nick, who he hadn't really revealed this to her, is from a very, 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 very wealthy family. For example, they're staying with the mother-in-law or the potential mother-in-law in a London hotel. She doesn't like the service. She yells at the manager and then buys the hotel from
because there's she didn't rich, like the service. And then there's that kind of rich. Yeah.
So the critical consensus on this is very, very strong. And it's got essentially an all-Asian cast, which actually hasn't happened in about 20 years.
Really?
From the Joy Luck Club was the last studio picture that had a majority, almost exclusively Asian or Asian American cast, but it's got a terrific cast. It's got visual razzle dazzle, and Crazy Rich Asians is a satisfying step forward for screen representation, while deftly drawing inspiration from the classics and still effective rom-com formula. And the New York Times review said that this is both very contemporary and very old-fashioned in terms of like movie construction. destruction. And there's something kind of gratifying about the fact that it's got such a traditional kind of construction, but it's got this very interesting...
Like Rock Hudson and Doris Day in a Judd Apatow context?
Something like that. So Crazy Rich Asians, it sounds like a perfect summer film to go out and have some fun and enjoy the excellent filmmaking that's involved as well. We also have a film opening at the Michigan Theater, The Cake Maker, which is about a young German baker who's having an affair with a man who ends up being a married man who travels from Israel, and then this married man ends up passing away or getting killed in a car accident, and the German baker goes to Israel for the funeral, meets the wife, and it's a very, very complicated, interesting...
But it sounds very visceral. It sounds like it's very touching.
It is. It is. The critical consensus on this is The Cake Maker explores all-consuming emotions with beguiling restraint, adding up to a delicately understated character study fueled by the power of love. So... Go check that out. That sounds
right up my alley.
Now, there's a documentary that we're doing about landscape architecture, which if you're not into landscape architecture, probably isn't of interest to you, but it's actually quite compelling. It's called Five Seasons, The Gardens of Piet Adolphe. And Piet Adolphe is
Were you familiar with this name before you read about this movie?
I was not, but there are a lot of people who are that are very passionate about his work. And he's from the Netherlands, but he works all over the world. He does public parks. He does private gardens. And he wants each garden to look good in every season. So in the growing season, as the plants are establishing their foliage, during the peak
so
of summer.
Changes sentiment and mood. With the change of the season.
And that's exactly right. And even in the dead of winter, he wants the gardens to be interesting and appealing looking. So it is a very, very interesting take on gardening, on ecology, and the implications of this the very creative ideas that this Piet Adolphe has. So again, kind of a niche film, a very, very niche film, but the people that are totally into it will be into it. The Summer Classics series is winding down here, and we're celebrating 1968 with an American comedy, The Odd Couple.
That was a great movie.
It was a great movie that
Walter
had Matt a long run.
Jack Lemmon. Yeah, it was great.
Show that worked off of it. If you haven't seen Won't You Be My Neighbor, it is the hit film of the summer in terms of every art house around the country. RBG is playing for just a few more performances. Black Klansman is filling the seats at the State Theater as well as
it's filling the seats all around the country.
Yeah, it is. It is a film that Spike Lee has done just so exceedingly well. It definitely has a political point of view, but it's a very, very well-crafted film.
And based on a true story.
Based on a true story. But there's a lot of... they take a lot of license
liberty.
With
yeah.
it. Absolutely. John David Washington, Denzel Washington's son, plays the lead. He's this African-American, the first African-American police officer in Colorado Springs. And he decides he's going to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan, which he actually does successfully with the help of Flip Zimmerman, who's played by Adam Driver. Driver,
and a last name not necessarily welcomed into the Klan either.
That's right. And so anyway, it's funny, it's poignant, it's tense, it's a lot of things. Black Klansman, you got to go check out. My favorite film from Cinetopia, Blind Spotting, is hanging on for a few more performances. Eighth Grade is, you know, it's rated R, which it shouldn't be. And if you have
eighth grade is rated R?
Yeah, if you have an eighth grader or a middle school student,
read
about it. Determine what you think you or your eighth grader should do. But I think it's worth taking a risk on to take a middle schooler because it's right where that age group is. And
that's one of the great opportunities to sit there and watch something and then, go out for a cup of coffee or dessert and have a great conversation.
Exactly. And they did an eighth grade screening across the country. The distributor sponsored those. And anyway, I think it's worth giving it a shot. Another great summer documentary, Three Identical Strangers, is about these triplets that got divided into each family kind of against, well, not without anybody knowing anything, the families who adopted or the three brothers knowing that they had the other brothers. Very interesting exploration of the individual impact about nature and nurture and about medical ethics is pretty interesting. And then Sorry to Bother You is this elliptical, odd, wonderful film about a telephone salesman in the near future in Oakland, California. And besides Sorry to Bother You, Blind Spotting is both is set in Oakland, California.
As well, right.
It's the summer of Oakland, California. And again, mark on your calendar that we've got this sing-along Greatest Showman coming up on September 14th. And then in September, we're also going to do a film noir series where we're bringing in Eddie Mueller, who's the Film Noir Foundation head and the host of TCM, Turner Classic Movies,
Noir Alley.
And he's a big deal in that particular world. So we're going to kick it off with Lady from Shanghai with Eddie Mueller doing the introduction and a post-screening discussion.
Well, that's kind of fun. That
It'll
is absolutely
great.
Fun. Well, a lot of movies to choose from. Pick one or two and go out and see it. We'll see you at the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.